Listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Eddie Bates.
It's camp week.
There's so much energy in the room.
I know. I gotta go take a nap after this and calm down a little.
I forgot to ask what coffee you have.
Zambia.
Do you even need coffee today?
I don't think I even need it today.
You never need coffee, right? You just enjoy it.
I do enjoy it a lot. Yeah.
Where are we going? We're going to Michigan.
We're going to Michigan. I'm so excited. I'm from Michigan, so this one's... And I've biked past Camp Arcadia.
Now you gotta get off your bike in there.
To Camp Arcadia. So it's camp week. We're going to Arcadia, Michigan, Camp Arcadia, and we have Chip May, the executive director of Camp Arcadia, on the phone with us. Welcome, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning. How is it? How is it in beautiful Michigan?
Oh, it's sunny and a balmy 22 degrees.
Nice. All right. Perfect for spring weather.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have you been in the lake yet this morning?
I skipped that this morning. Normally I do go for a swim, but yeah, I did skip that this morning. So.
Might be a little chilly.
Right.
So tell us about your role with Camp Arcadia and what you love about being there on the west side of Michigan.
Yeah, well, as you know, this is the best part of Michigan. You know, I'm from the Detroit area, but I have to say northwest part of Michigan is beautiful. And Camp Arcadia is somewhat unique in the fact that it's primarily a family camp. You know, and most times people think of camps as for the kids. But, you know, so we start off our summer with 2 weeks for teens, and then we have 9 weeks where families come for a week at a time. And that combined with being on the shores of Lake Michigan, nestled between two big sand bluffs, you know, makes a pretty great summer vacation.
Sounds like a beautiful destination for the whole family. And I like that idea of bringing the whole family together for a time away and also a time in God's Word as well. Walk us around camp for a second. Give us a picture of what we find at Camp Arcadia.
Yeah, so as I said, we're located right on the shores of Lake Michigan. So you walk out the front steps of our large inn where most of our guests stay, and you are within 20 feet, you're in the water. So you're right there, and all of our buildings are kind of clustered right around the lake there. So we've got about 80 acres of property, but most of our activity happens on the shoreline. So you've got it's sort of like Dirty Dancing. Is the way people often say it. You know, like, it's our old school East Coast buildings. Not that I'm Patrick Swayze, but, you know, there's some things that don't correlate there. But
like Kellerman's.
Yeah, exactly. So you have, you know, our large inn, you've got, like, hardwood floors and rooms with, like, queen beds and bunk beds. So more kind of like a resort, not very campy. It's not very rustic, but it's also still a camp. You've got a trading post where we serve ice cream, and a big lecture hall where we have our Bible studies and like talent shows, and tennis courts and soccer fields and gaga pits and archery ranges, you know, all those normal camp things.
So what does a typical day look like at family camp during the summer?
Wake up about 6:30 and go swimming. No, I'm just
I'm up all day.
I would do
all
that.
Day. It's regimented all day long, you know. So, you know, being on the water, we're sort of like, you know, camp. Sometimes we're like, we're a mountain camp, or we're a rustic camp. We're a beach camp, you know. So our day centers around not just going to the beach, but so you start in the morning. We've got family style meals. So the meals are really important here. A chance for families to get together, share that time together. We have really, really good food, a lot of locally sourced foods as well. And then you've got after breakfast, you've got Bible study for the adults, and then the kids are breaking up into sort of like a VBS type of programming. After the morning Bible study time, which is like an hour and a half or so, we have essentially two people each week who are leading the adult Bible studies, often pastors, professors, that type of folks. And after that, you've got activities like outside different, we call tournaments, like free throw tournaments or archery or that kind of stuff. And then the afternoon, you've got usually an activity right after lunch, like a softball or soccer or a hike. And then you've got basically open time in the later afternoon where you've got a chance to go to the beach and go to the craft shop. And, you know, it's really important that families have a chance to be together. And for the parents to be able to kind of just play with their kids, since they're not worried about meals, they're not figuring out where they're going, they're not getting in the car necessarily. The kids have a lot of freedom, and parents have time just to be with their kids. After dinner, the entire camp community gets together for different activities. We have a patio carnival. We have a square dance, which sounds super lame, but it's like the highlight of the week.
It sounds fun to me.
Yeah, I mean, there actually aren't that many square dances or like line dances, and there is a Virginia reel, which I just broke out at a St. Patty's Day party, which impressed a lot of people, you know. So, but it's really focused on giving families a chance just to rest. I mean, that's what I see when families show up on Saturday, is they're just exhausted, you know.
In a good way.
In a good way. Well,
of course. When
they show up, they're just kind of just run down from maybe just the travel or just mm-hmm. being with their kids in the car. That would probably be my experience. But then, you know, they're on their phones. They're just connected, and so much is demanded of them. And when they get here, they just have a lot of it taken care of for them, and there's no technology here, so they can kind of rest.
Yeah, you mentioned being on the shores of Lake Michigan. I don't know how many, if people haven't been to Western Michigan, it's probably, in my opinion, one of like the most beautiful places you could go in the country with the elevation and the dunes. And that side of Michigan has so many things that families can enjoy too. There's all of this extra greenery in the lake and the Sleeping Bear Dunes, right. And M20. You're right off of M22. Is that correct? Yeah, and that's a whole culture of...
It is.
You're speaking Michiganese.
I'm sorry.
It's just a road. It's a way of life.
It is a way of life. But that connects into the camp as all of those water activities that, right. You know, we might just say, oh, yeah, you can go swimming all day. But that's actually, like, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I'd do it.
Folks who aren't from the Midwest will be like, oh, man, the ocean is so beautiful. I'm like, well, it's actually an ocean, but you can't see across it, and the waves get sometimes 5, 6, 7 feet high. So, but there are no sharks, no salt, no worries.
Yeah, so. it's chill, and it's awesome.
I'm checking out the menu while we're talking.
You would. It's all about the food for Andy.
The food is awesome. I mean, the food, you know, it's one of the number one things in our surveys that folks enjoy, so...
Yeah. We have just a couple of minutes left, but you mentioned Bible studies. What ways do families have to connect around the Word of God?
Yeah, you know, it's we have, like I said, two kind of pastors for the week that kind of lead in worship as well as the Bible studies. But since there's been so much time together at the fellowship table for meals, and in worship, we have worship on Sunday, and then also on Friday, we also have a Tuesday worship service a few nights a week, which your Easter vigil made me think of when you guys were talking about that. You know, and it's our closing worship service on Friday is really special because it's we have an outdoor like amphitheater where we worship and overlooks the lake, and we remember our baptism each week. And there was a family a few years ago that there was a grandfather and 5 or 6 kids, and then their families, and they were here, and they had come when they were younger, but they hadn't been back for a few years, and they were just tearing up camp, having a great time. And at this closing worship service, the one son came to me like during the service. He's like, "Hey, do you mind if we have our kids baptized?" And, like, you don't say no to that, right? You don't say, no, it's all right, it's not going to work. You know, you say, of course, you know. And so at the end of the service, the pastors for the week baptized them. And what was really neat was the entire, all the families that were there stuck around and joined them in that. And that was a really special moment. They were two kids that had just been adopted, you know. And so they didn't know if they had been baptized or not. But what was really neat in that moment was the grandfather, who was kind of the in charge of the whole group, suffers from depression, and he was suffering through about that week, and it wasn't really himself. And the whole family gathered around him, and the pastor and the families there that they just met gathered around him and prayed for him. And that's the thing, I think, that, you know, camp's fun, and camp is a chance just to retreat and kick back and eat great food and play with their kids, but I have found more and more, as families are so busy, that this is a chance for them to come and maybe deal with stuff that I haven't had a chance to wrestle with, you know, have those conversations.
A time away, really, to away from all the other things that can distract us. Chip May, Executive Director, Camp Arcadia in Arcadia, Michigan. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was fun.
I need to go there now. Go back to M22.
You're planning your whole summer of visiting these camps now, aren't you? We have one more camp tomorrow. We head to Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana.
All right.
And we have more to talk about next week, Holy Week as well.
Yes.
And Good Friday as well.
Absolutely.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.